next week, this round of Congress, before you get to the Memorial break?
Well, we hope to do something with regards to the whole situation with Iran. We're going to see how that develops with the administration, but I'm very proud of the Foreign Affairs Committee and the leadership of Bob Corker, and it's a bipartisan effort as well to report out a 19-0 piece of legislation that will allow Congress to do our constitutional responsibility with regards to, I know the president doesn't call it a treaty, but we'll see what it evolves to be. This thing sort of changes about every couple of days. But I think if you really stop to think about it, our first obligation in the Congress, whether it be House or Senate, is to have an adequate defense posture that guarantees our individual freedoms. With what's going on now, with ISIS, obviously, and with the entire Middle East, and with Vladimir Putin, I am very glad that the Senate and the House are stepping up to meet our constitutional responsibilities. We want to work with the president if we can. I'll change subjects on you. If there was one area that I thought we could work with the president with the new Congress, it would be trade. And we did report a trade bill out of the Senate Finance Committee. And hopefully that we might be able to vote on that. That needs a lot of work. And I hope the president can convince a lot of the of my friends across the aisle to vote for that and the value for that. That's absolutely essential to us in agriculture.
Is the our side of the aisle together, or is this a division between parties?
I think this has been a division largely due to lack of education. You always have the folks who give a speech about environmental concerns in foreign countries or human rights or labor laws in foreign countries. These are sovereign countries, and usually if you try to dictate those kinds of things in a trade bill, it just doesn't work very well. And I understand the concerns of some of my colleagues across the aisle about these issues, but my main comment to them in the Finance Committee is, look, we have to have a trade bill. You've got 1 billion people involved. If we don't get a trade bill, China will with these countries. I know Japan will try. And Japan is one of the countries we really have to look forward to. And they're in town, by the way, almost every week now in support of this trade bill. But if you want to talk about issues, you can make your speech to the various issue groups that you want to, whether it's labor, environment, or the environment or human rights or whatever. But in the end result, you got to have a trade bill. So you can either concentrate, you can have an issue, or you can have a bill.
On the Finance Committee, you were working with regard to whether there could be tax reform. How soon do you report, and do you see places you could work together?
Boy, we sure need tax reform. That tax code is, about twice as high as you and me, about 9 feet. And we had originally thought that we might be able to work with the minority and with the president on a tax bill. We have yet to see what kind of grand bargain we can work out. It isn't as if we haven't been working on a tax bill now for 3 years, 4 years. But now that we have control, we hope that we can move that forward. But that's going to have to be after the trade bill.
Will crop insurance survive the budget process?
You're damn right. I think we were the budget process as it came out did not give specific orders to the Ag Committee. We're trying to point out that we gave it the bank or we gave it the store before. The crop insurance program has been cut $6 billion, another $6 billion. If it wasn't for the crop insurance program, we'd be doing disaster bills every year. They'd be more expensive. I know it has its critics. I would assume, since it didn't come up during the Votorama here that we just had, that probably those folks will bring something up during the Ag Appropriation Bill. That's always the time where people try to rewrite the farm bill. We're not going to rewrite the farm bill. We're not going to open up the farm bill. And crop insurance is part of that, and farmers have signed the contract.
Thank you. Trading with Cuba right now? Should we work on normalizing those relationships?
Well, we just had a hearing about Cuba. It's a step-by-step process. The administration just came out today and said it's up to Congress to fix the rest of the situation. They've done about all they could. They didn't do much other than announce it. And every time I've been down to Cuba, this business of Alamport and the state-owned enterprise being a brick wall to any kind of credit offering any credit programs, I think, is the largest hurdle that we have. So we'd have to address that law, whether or not there's enough votes to pass that or not. We had a pretty good hearing, and we had farmers from almost every commodity group, and we could have had every farm organization that are for this. We have a lot of support for that. You can use agriculture as a tool for peace and stability. Note I didn't say weapon, but I think this is going to be slow going with the Castro regime. I don't see much changes in the Castro regime. I have talked to Fidel some years back. Raul is his brother, and it's going to be slow going.
This whole trade thing makes strange bedfellows, right? AFL-CIO is against the president. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is for the president on TPA. Is this the way some coalitions and old Washington should work? Compromise?
We're getting things done. We have restored regular order. We're voting. We voted 7 times the amount of the entire last session already as of this session. We've got a trade bill out of committee. We've got an education reform bill out of committee. We got the dock fix done, passed a budget for the first time in 5 years. It balances in 10 years' period of time. We're going to be moving on several items in the Ag Committee, CFTC. We got the Child Nutrition Act that we have to deal with. So slowly but surely, the Senate is getting back to being the Senate. I'm optimistic about that.
And what about substantial work in immigration reform for a worker program and to have real people still do jobs here on farms?
I think that's possibly in probably 2016. That's, as you know, a very controversial topic. I think the president's action on the 5 million poisoned the well. Obviously, everybody's saying border security first. I remember the day clear back, 1996, I hate to go back in history, but we came with one vote of an ag jobs bill, one vote. Agriculture could lead the way on that. It's understandable. People know it. They understand it. They see the demand, which is huge. If you could do it step by step like that, why, I think we could be successful. But that's on the back burner right now. Thank you.